Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. I'm Suzanne Lawrence, and I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne.
It's snowing where I am. What is it like where you are?
It's pouring rain.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I look out the window, and it just everything is gray.
Oh, wow. Well, everything's gray here, too, but then it's white on the trees and all that. So anyway, we'll both get back to Florida soon. We need to. This just isn't our kind of thing anymore. Either one of us, I don't think.
That's so true. So, where's that beach?
Yeah, I know. Now's a good time of year, though, to start thinking about the coming month and, you know, how you're going to look better, feel better, be more productive in 2016. And with that in mind, we've got a new book called The Healthy Eating Handbook. You want to just sort of give people a little intro about that book, Wendy, and where they can pick that up?
Sure. Yeah, I would love to. The Healthy Eating Handbook is something that we created because it is the time of year to really start thinking about what your health is like, what your habits are like, how it's going to affect your success in your career, in your life, and all those things. And so much of it comes down to what you eat. Of course, we know that stress is involved, and you know, there's lots of things involved in good health, but eating is a huge one. And, you know, I watched this I had this video from my local library the other day about obesity in the world, and it's big news in a lot of places, and it's such a huge problem, no pun intended. But I was astonished really at how big the problem really is, and it has grown worldwide, and it's really all about diet and what we eat. So we thought it was really timely to promote things that promote good health, and healthy eating is a really good place to start. And it starts with your habits. And so often what we do is we just do what we've always done. We do what everybody else does. We eat what the advertisers say we should eat. And, you know, things come on television and you see it and it's like, oh, wow, that looks interesting. It actually said, you know, if you're watching TV and snacking, you eat a whole lot more if you see food advertising than if you don't. So if you're watching a movie that doesn't have advertising in it, like if you're watching a video, you won't snack nearly as much as if you're seeing food advertising. So those kind of things actually do affect our habits. So we wanted to talk today about just a few tips that that are in the Healthy Eating Handbook, which is, as Suzanne mentioned, 25 mini books in one with all kinds of tips for changing your habits and doing things that promote better health in your life and therefore, you know, promote a better life. So I wanted to start with just a really simple one, and that is drink more water. A lot of people say, well, I drink coffee, I drink tea, I drink pop or soda, whatever you happen to call it in your area. Apparently it's different. But those things aren't nearly as good for you as just drinking water. And I found several years ago I decided I needed to do this. What I did was, instead of sipping water, which makes your mouth feel weird after a while, I decided to drink a whole glass at once. So I'll pour myself from the tap, and we've got good water here, just from the tap, a glass of water and drink the whole thing. And I found that satisfied me, it rehydrated me, it made me feel better. And as whenever a little feeling of thirst or sort of that mucky feeling in your mouth, you think, oh, I must be hungry, try having another glass of water and drink the whole thing. And just little things like that can make a big difference. It also satisfies hunger, so you're not snacking instead. Often they say that when you think you're hungry, you're probably just thirsty. So drinking more water makes you healthier.
Yeah, and did you hear there was a study done, oh, I don't know, not too long ago, but it was with heart attacks and water. And they said that people that drank a glass of water before they went to bed at night would not have a heart attack during the night. For some reason, that water did something that prevented that. So I don't know, you know, I haven't tested the theory really, but I do like to try and drink a glass of water before I go to bed. True, you may have to get up and go to the bathroom, you know, earlier than you would if you weren't drinking the water. But I think that's just a good idea because we don't realize we do get dehydrated in the night when we're sleeping, especially with the heat on. You know, we have the heat that dries our houses. It dries our skin. It dries our bodies out. So if you drink a glass of water before you go to bed, I think that's a good thing, too.
It is a good thing. And, you know, another tip that appears in the Healthy Eating Handbook is if water makes you gag or you're not used to it, try squeezing a slice of lemon into it. Because, for one thing, having lemon actually makes your body more alkaline, which is better for your health. And you think, well, lemons are actually acidic. But lemons are one of those things that, for some reason, become alkaline in your body. And so that's another way. And, you know, also, it's a good idea to have a glass of water with lemon first thing in the morning. You know, get up or the first time you want to eat something is have a glass of water with lemon. Sometimes what I do is I just pour a pitcher of water and squeeze a half a lemon into it. And I just leave it on the counter. I don't put it in the fridge because it's easier to drink more water if it's not too cold. And where I live, I live in a village, so our water tank for the whole town is up on the side of the mountain, and you know it's exposed to the weather. So in the winter time, the water gets so cold it hurts your teeth, so I just leave it on the counter, and then just drink that throughout the day so that it keeps my body alkaline and it's refreshing too. And I know you've got some tips too, Suzanne. What do you have to add?
Well, one thing, I like the lemon in water. My husband does it, too. We found that limes here are less expensive than lemons. So a lot of times we'll buy a bunch of limes and put, you know, just a little bit of lime in with some water. My husband likes to drink it lukewarm or cold. I like to make it just like tea. You know, I can drink hot water by itself. I'll just put hot water in the microwave or, you know, put it on the stove and heat it up a little bit and just drink it like tea all day. I find it settles your stomach, you know, just does a lot of things. But I may put the lemon in there also, you know, which is really good. I think, too, you know, just different things you can do is start exercising more because in the winter months, you know, it's just real, real inviting to just stay in the house and not do anything, particularly on days today where it's pouring down rain where you are and it's snowing and freezing here where I am. So I just try to get a little regular exercise each day. I've been trying to practice yoga more. I used to go to a studio to do it, but right now, since I'm only here for a limited time where I'm living, I'm doing it at home. Another thing I found the other day is I bought a little mini trampoline. Have you seen those little things, Wendy, the bouncers, the rebounders? I used to have one a long time ago, but when we moved, I sold it because I just, you know, was packing my stuff up to put it in storage for a while I moved to the beach. But right now I thought, I'm going to get another one of these. And I've been doing that little rebounder plus my yoga for the last few days, and that's really made me feel better too. So don't think you can't get exercise because you can't get outside and walk. You can't go to a regular exercise class somewhere else. Maybe you can't afford to join a class. You can do exercise at home. Just on a rebounder or standing up doing some stretching, I find that does really a lot for improving my health, along with the good eating, you know, drinking your water, that kind of thing. Another thing as far as the water goes, if you have indigestion a lot, you can try putting a little baking soda in water. Do you do that, Wendy? I do that periodically. That makes your
system
more...
I do, yeah, sometimes it does. Yeah, it does settle your stomach.
It makes your alkaline, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And Healthy Eating Handbook has 41 health tips. Excuse me, that include tips on exercising and and different things like, did you know that red wine has more alcohol in it usually than white wine? And if you wanted to cut down, one way to do that is have dry white wine spritzers made with soda water. So that would be half wine, half soda water. And it's refreshing, and you get the wine taste, but you get less alcohol. And alcohol, as we probably all know, contributes to weight gain. So that's one quick and easy way to just change that little habit. And there's so many things that you can do to change your eating habits and, you know, to just do have more healthy habits. For one thing, a lot of people eat rice, and most people like rice, but rice is one of those foods that, along with things like potatoes and breads, actually act like sugar in your system. So as soon as they go into your body, they turn to sugar. So if you're trying to cut down on sugar, and science is now showing that it's not the fat in our diets that makes us fat, it's the sugar. And sugar in prepared foods is in everything. So if you want to cut down on sugar, cut down on those what we call white foods, because all those starches just become sugar. But then you think, well, what'll I eat then? What'll I replace it with? Well, my philosophy is eat as close to the ground as you can, which includes stuff that comes from the garden or walks on the ground. And that's just a good rule. And I just read something or heard somebody say the other day, if they advertise it on television, don't eat it. Because it's prepared food and there's lots of stuff in it besides just the food, which is just a simple rule that you can follow. And also shop on the outside aisles of your store where most grocery stores are set up the same way. The vegetables are all on one side and the meat's all on the other side, or at the back of the store, the dairies and the eggs and that kind of thing. Well, those foods are all closer to the ground than everything else in the middle sections that are in cans and in packages and in refrigerators and coolers and that kind of thing. So if it comes in a box and it has a pretty picture, and it, be sure and read the nutrition labels. And one of the little mini books in the Healthy Eating Handbook is about reading nutrition labels, which can be really perplexing. I learned a lot about nutrition labels because I do some design work for my sister who owns a cheese plant where it's right on the dairy farm and they produce cheeses right there. So she had me design her labels because that's one of the things I do. And it's amazing what all that information means, but it's important for us all to know what exactly is in our foods. Don't you agree, Suzanne?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think, too, what's important nowadays is to know where your food comes from, particularly if you're getting, canned things or packaged goods, knowing where they come from. If they're coming from China or packaged in China, maybe you don't necessarily want them from there. You want things that are, done in the United States, different things like that. I know I really watch the tuna labels now. When I go to the store and buy tuna to find out, I always have to watch labels really carefully because I'm gluten sensitive. And if I get things with gluten in it, I have hip pain. So I really have to watch that. And I'm really glad nowadays they are changing the way they label foods on packages. Usually you'll see the ingredients and then at the bottom of it, you'll see the allergens that are in the food. It may say contains eggs, nuts, or whatever. And many times I'll know, it says contains wheat right there, and I don't have to see the rest of the label. I know I can't eat that food. So watch the labels, where your food, what's in the food. Also know what certain ingredients are. Sometimes you'll read an ingredient, and you don't even know what it is. So I was
That's a good
finding
point.
Yeah.
They say
finding
if,
out
not,
what
if
that
it wasn't in your if it wasn't in your grandmother's pantry, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Right, right, yeah.
Or if you can't pronounce it.
I like labels where I look on the label and it says contains potatoes and water, you know, just something where you, yeah, I know what water is, I know what potatoes are. Okay, got it, you know.
Right.
Not where
yeah.
all these different axes and different things and colorings and different things that I don't know what those are, you know. So that's always
yeah,
a good
we
idea.
Were,
tell us a little bit about bladder, Wendy, and food and drink, how you can eat and drink things that will promote good bladder health. Because I know a lot of people, especially as you get older, you start to experience bladder infections and things. And you can really do a lot with that in terms of what you eat and drink and what you avoid. Tell us a little bit about what you find in the handbook about that.
Well, I think you brought up a good point about the gluten-free situation and what it does in your body. And I think a lot
mm-hmm.
of us aren't aware that the food we eat might be causing the problem that we have. So health problems
mm-hmm.
can actually be caused by foods, and that might be allergies or just sensitivities. I know my daughter has had problems with gut pain and that kind of thing, and she and her husband is celiac, so he's seriously has to avoid gluten, but she found when she avoided it that she felt better too, but she's just sensitive to it,
mm-hmm.
and like you say, the bladder health, that having enough water is going to make a big difference there
mm-hmm.
alone, but sometimes you just find that when you stop eating something, like I find I have a stuffy nose, and sometimes if I stop eating dairy for a while, it'll clear up. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you have itchy rashes or something. Well, maybe it's just something you eat. And it's a good idea sometimes to change your habits and start skipping things. I know my brother
mm-hmm.
said he had itchy rashes and he couldn't figure out what it was until he stopped eating dairy. And, you know, there's just different things like that that make a huge difference. But if you're not aware that it's your food, you might just go to the doctor and get something to put on it, and, you know, it might cure the symptoms, but it keeps coming back, those kind of things. So the food really has a lot to do with your overall health. And, you know, I came across another tip here in the
mm-hmm.
Healthy Eating Handbook, which is just a general health tip, and that is to avoid sunscreens with a citrus or coconut scent. Well, who doesn't love that coconut smell when you slather on the sunscreen at the beach? But it can
mm-hmm.
indicate the presence of a chemical that speeds up aging. Do we want that? Mm-mm, no, thank you.
Right, yeah, that seems the opposite of what we're using the sunscreen. Back to the bladder health for just a minute. Not only what you avoid, but what you do eat can affect things like your blood. That people who have bladder problems and things may not realize, but if you've been to the doctor several times for bladder infections, you've probably been told that cranberries are actually good for your bladder. And I read several years ago that when you drink cranberry juice, there's some kind of chemical in the cranberries themselves that prevents bacteria from adhering to the walls of the bladder. And so if you drink cranberry juice regularly, that will help you avoid bladder infections and cut down on those. You can do that quite easily. I know cranberry juice is pretty high in calories, though, so what I'll do sometimes is I'll just put some regular water with the cranberry juice so I'm getting a lot of liquid, but, you know, not so many of the calories. Also, pears are good for balancing your acidity and help with bladder infections. And even yogurt can improve bladder health by strengthening cells and helping balance acidity. So a lot of good little tips in this healthy eating handbook, Wendy.
Yeah, there's lots of good tips. Yeah, and just another comment about cranberry juice is that the stuff you buy at the grocery store is loaded with sugar, and sugar causes
mm-hmm.
bacteria to grow. So what you want to do is go to probably a health food store or a specialty store and find the unsweetened cranberry juice. And it's quite tart. It's sour. But I always, like you say, I mix it with water, and I'll just drink a whole glass. And it's refreshing, actually. It makes your mouth feel fresh and because of the tartness. But I saw
mm-hmm.
also substitute a little pinch of stevia. And stevia, if you buy it without a lot of additives in it, it comes in a little, just a little jar that you can get in your, usually the pharmacy section of your grocery store or at a health food store. And it's pure stevia powder. And it comes with this teeny little spoon. And the people sometimes say, well, I don't like the taste of it. It does. You're using too much if it leaves an aftertaste, because you want a tiny pinch of it. And I just put a little tiny pinch of that in my cranberry juice and drink that, and it really does work. What else have we got in our healthy eating handbook?
I'd like to talk about how it's 25 mini books in one, because we cover all sorts of topics, and some of these things I think are really important. Like one thing I know that people have trouble with is they'll eat healthy all the time when they're at home. They'll get in the little path of that. But then they go on vacation and bang, it just falls apart. They're healthy eating. You know, they're eating fast food, they're not eating regularly, just all these kind of things. So one of the sort of mini books in this bigger ebook is talks about healthy eating on vacation. So that's a really good thing. I also think many times people say that the reason so many people who have less money are overweight is because it costs more to eat healthy than it does to, you know, eat junk food, go to McDonald's, particularly things like Taco Bell, you know, or cheap choices, that kind of stuff. But we've got a section in this ebook about healthy eating on a budget. So you don't have to, you know, have tons of money to eat healthy necessarily. So that's just another topic we cover. What are some other ones you think are worth mentioning here, Wendy?
We have a really good section on choosing healthy fats in your diet. And you and I both know that, you know, I guess it was in the late 70s that something came out that said it's the fats that are making us fat. Well, of course, now they're finding it's not the fats at all, it's the sugars. But there are some fats that are really unhealthy and some that are very good for you. So there's a couple of sections on healthy fats and which ones to choose and what they do and different ways that you can use them in your cooking. For example, eat avocados. These tasty fruits, they're actually a fruit, not a vegetable, because of where the seed is, but they contain a range of heart-healthy fats, that 75% monounsaturated and 25% polyunsaturated. And they're versatile. They can be used in sandwiches, salads, Mexican and Tex-Mex meals, and more. I personally love avocado. I'll just cut one up and quarter it and just squeeze some lemon juice on it at lunchtime. And, you know, it's a very healthy thing to use or to eat, and it tastes yummy. So there's a really good section on that. And, you know, just some other good things we have. For example, the healthiest foods you can get. Which ones are they? The fruits, different fruits, vegetables, nuts and grains, that kind of thing. Nutrition for the elderly. The needs of the elderly are sometimes different. So what kind of habits, what kind of foods, what kind of supplements does a person who's older require? We've got 10 great facts about fiber. It's understood that fiber fights disease, and you really need to have a lot of fiber in your diet because it works, makes your whole system work better. So that's an important one, making healthy food choices. Breakfast ideas. Oh, I think most of us have the idea that breakfast has to be this certain collection of foods. You know, it might be eggs, it might be toast, it might be cereal. And it's really quite a finite selection. But when you start thinking outside the box a little bit, you know, people in different cultures eat all kinds of different things for breakfast. So why don't we just change that? It doesn't have to be, you know, kind of what you're used to all the time. And how to fight stress with healthy eating. There are different ways that you can eat that actually reduce your stress. Stock foods at home, for example, so that you're not on the eating on the run and things like that. And just some really, really good tips, you know, how to eat out, which you mentioned eating on vacation, we tend to kind of throw caution to the wind and eat whatever we feel like, because it's like, I don't have to eat healthy. But really, once you start feeling healthier because of your eating, your desire mm-hmm. for food goes down. years ago, I decided to stop eating sugar. And for the first couple of weeks, it was like, oh, I wanted every cookie in sight. I wanted, you know. But what I discovered was, number one, I didn't feel hungry nearly as soon as when I had something sugary for a meal. So, for example, mm-hmm. if I had something sweet at lunchtime, by mid-afternoon, I was ravenous. And not just a little bit hungry, but, man, I've got to eat something now because my stomach was hurting. When I stopped eating sugar, that completely stopped. You know, 3 or 4 hours later, I was like, I'm a little bit hungry. I wonder if I should have some nuts or something. And the other thing was, after about 2 weeks of being off sugar, I had something that was sweet, and it was so sweet, I could barely stand it. So, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't take long to change habits. It just, you know, it starts with a decision to live a healthier life. Yeah. But you also have to have some information about what to do. And the Healthy Eating Handbook gives you that.
Yeah, you know what else I like about the Eating Handbook? There's some quotes in here from different people. But really, you know, you could copy and print them out and put them up where you think is really nice. It's Deepak Chopra. And it says, the way you think, the way you behave, the way you eat can influence your life by 3 to 50 years. So, you know, that's really powerful. If you think about that, what I'm eating today and the choices I'm making day after day can really influence my life by 30 to 50 years, you're going to, you know, think twice about the choices you're making all the time. We've got other ones in here. If something isn't working in your life, get rid of it. The results will be less stress. Health. So you just sort of look at that quote and think, okay, what isn't working in my life? What can I put up? You know, do I have headaches all the time? Because, you know, like you say, maybe I'm eating too much sugar. Well, maybe I don't have to get rid of it, but can I cut down on it? Can I see that I have better health and less stress in my life? Just, you know, take a look at some of these quotes throughout the book and see how you can reflect on them for just a minute, and you'll start thinking differently about food and making some different choices. So I think that's cool, too. Mm-hmm. So when you tell people we're going to run out of time. And go ahead.
I know. We've also got a bonus here. It's the Healthy Eating Checklist, which you can fill in every week and just keep track of your daily habits and your weekly habits. And that's completely free with the book or with the whole program. Where you go to get it is creativecaravanclub.com. It's under the tab that says online courses, and there's the information there. I've created a little video that you can watch, and it's only $7 for the whole thing. So I would encourage you, if your goal this year is to have a healthier life, to eat healthy and to change some habits, I think you'll find some really useful items in this program that will help you do that.
Yeah, and I want to mention, too, that, you know, if you want to be notified when we have things like this come out, sign up for our newsletter called, you can do that at creativecaravanclub.com as well, on the front page there, on the home page. And when you do, you're going to get this other little thing called 30 Simple Ways and create more. So if you're into a more creative life, a more energetic and healthy life, check out this ebook, the Healthy Eating Handbook, there under online courses. But be sure you get on our mailing list for Creative Caravan Capers, and then we're going to just, you know, give you tips all the time for healthy eating and a better life and that kind of thing. So I'm going to finish here with what I came to say. Wendy, any last minute words before we close out and wish people a happy weekend?
Well, happy weekend and a healthy one, too. And if your goal is to get healthy, just go over to creativecaravanclub.com and get your Healthy Eating Handbook.
That's great. Okay, well, thanks a lot. Take care, Wendy. See you later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.